Lakeland, the government of Alberta's Bill 20, formerly known as the Municipal Affairs Statutes Amendment Act, introduces significant changes to municipal governance and elections. The legislation has prompted reactions from local leaders such as Mayor Craig Copeland from the city of Cold Lake and MD of Bonnyville County, Ben Fadiev. Their views reflect concerns about the implications of these proposed changes, which could affect municipalities across Alberta. Mayor Copeland expressed skepticism about the need for Bill 20, pointing out that municipal elections already see active participation from informed citizens. He commented on the new legislation, noting a trial will first be run in Edmonton and Calgary. He also mentioned that while the legislation might not have a direct impact on Cold Lake, he believes most Albertans are not in favor of the changes, but the province went ahead and is going to introduce it. Copeland emphasized that municipalities are essentially the creature of the province, suggesting that provincial oversight is inevitable. However, he raised concerns about the broader Power Bill 20 grants to the provincial government, including the ability to overrule bylaws and remove councillors. The ability to overrule a council on a bylaw, that's concerning, Copeland said, noting the potential for overreach by the province. Despite his reservations about Bill 20, Copeland acknowledged a positive aspect, a requirement for criminal background checks for municipal council members. I think having a criminal check for the municipal council is a good one, he said. Overall, Copeland's position seems to be that while some aspects of Bill 20 could be beneficial, the broader implications could undermine local autonomy. He concluded by saying, "I'm not really worried about Bill 20 at all. But everybody has to appreciate that the province can kind of oversee us." Fadiev echoed some of Copeland's concerns. He criticized the lack of transparency in introducing the bill, pointing out that a survey indicated most respondents were against Bill 20 or similar legislation. "There's been a lot of chatter about it for the last 6 months or so. It was pretty unanimous that nobody wanted to see that," he said. Fadiev questioned the rationale behind imposing a blanket bill on all municipalities when the issues could be addressed on a case-by-case basis. "If the province wanted to deal with some bad actors, why not deal with that municipality?" he asked, suggesting that the bill might be more about control than about addressing specific issues. One of Fadiev's chief criticisms of Bill 20 is the potential for private companies to fund candidates, which he believes could lead to undue influence in local politics. Fadiev further stated, "Across the board, no one wanted to see Bill 20. Which is the first time we actually really were somewhat united in our opinions on a subject." Fadiev concluded by expressing a sense of resignation about the new legislation. "No matter what, we still are children of the province, and we still have to abide by their rules," he said. Despite his criticism, Fadiev acknowledged that local governments must comply with provincial regulations, whether they agree with them or not. Related story: Alberta introduces municipal political parties.